فيديو عند لها حريق كبير في مرفأ بيروت. لا عطرة
يا عطرة البداية يا عطرة. انفجار انفجار نووي.
What we're fighting is so big, so corrupt, to break.
كاز عمل بلد كله بدنا يكون تفلوس.
Lebanon is going through so many crises at the same time. The whole world is thinking about the COVID-19 and the pandemic. But here we're thinking how we're gonna get poisoned from the food because it has not been refrigerated. There's no more medicine. The health system is falling apart. That the nurses, the doctors left. Teachers are leaving, so the education system is falling apart. You know how they say in crisis people need to eat and to have a place to sleep? I also feel people need to laugh. You need like a small part of you that is feeling a bit okay to be able to get up in the morning. After the explosion, we started going and performing in the affected areas. And, you know, some of the team members were like, oh, people are grieving. Is it like the right time or not? For me, I felt, of course, it's the right time because everybody living in this situation needs the space. When I was a kid here in Lebanon, I got the first prize in poetry in Arabic. They hosted me in the TV program for kids. From then, I became part of the presenters of this TV program. So I started presenting, dancing, saying poetry, singing, and doing all sorts of things. And I stayed when I was 8 years old until 23 years old. First time I heard about clowning as an art form was when I went to London for my performing arts school. When I discovered my own clown, and the clown we're talking about here is this transparent, vulnerable persona. It's you and everything you like and you dislike in yourself times 100. And you're there in front of the audience, you're showing them who you truly are, and they're laughing at you. And then you laugh at yourself. So for me, this personal journey helped me go from being an angry person to a very light, happy person who is very playful. My first clown was this army-like, paranoid clown. When I discovered it, I was like, oh, that's not me. But then after a while, I was like, yeah, that's me. That's me with everything I carried from living during the war and everything that we went through in Lebanon.
We are starting the Boom Boom Orchestra in 2 minutes. So please close your eyes now.
I'm a mother and I teach and I run Clown Me In with all these projects and I perform. It's a lot of things. Definitely, I have a very supportive partner, and so I'm lucky to do all of this, and I work a lot.
ومشيت شعرك يا قمر بالمشط الحلو الحجر وينك يا قمر.
What do you want to eat, mommy?
يلا مامي يلا يلا جاسم بده يطفي المطار. لك يلا جاسم بده يطفي المطار. Oh, it's okay.
بدك ماسك؟ بدك كيس؟ بدك ماسك؟ بدك كيس؟
يلا فوتي تاكلي؟
لبن.
You want لبن؟ What else? Do you want fish?
Yeah.
You want fish?
Yeah.
Really?
Fish.
Fish? Okay, go have fish. Ow.
No.
Yes!
After the explosion, I felt my daughter has to go through what I went through when I was a kid. It was the first time where I felt I needed to leave for her own sake, and I don't want to live this anymore either. But then bit by bit, when we went on the streets and we started helping, then I felt, I can't leave now. I have this tool that I need to use because now it's needed. Now people need this moment of joy, this moment of laughter, even if it's for 1 second. We all needed to stick together. If we all leave, who's gonna stay and what's gonna happen? We've been doing a lot of performances and psychosocial support sessions and a lot of projects in different camps. We've been to all the camps all over Lebanon. We got to a point where we don't differentiate anymore between Syrians, Palestinians, Lebanese. Everybody is really living in misery.
Charles, hello.
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 Hello. Hello, Charles.
Quarantino is a place where we've performed a lot because the explosion was there. I live 10 minutes away by car, and I felt it happen in the building next to me. What did they feel?
عم بحضر على التلفزيون قطعت الكهرباء عم نزله. لو ما قطعت كانت مطرح الفرشة تخزقت كانت رحت من هون.
Doesn't make them forget what happened, but it makes them remember they can enjoy play, they can laugh again.
Andik.
After a year, nobody was held accountable. All of us are still living the trauma of what happened. So we thought as clowns we would do one film where we only come and take off our noses as like a gesture of this is not something that we can joke about, to say that we're not okay. For a clown to take off their nose is a big thing. Basically, life now is just about solving problems, and it's not about doing anything else, really, because we don't have the luxury to do anything else. So now we have to solve the gas problem because we don't have gas to cook at home. And then, you know, it's
it's okay to eat nuts for breakfast and lunch, but we can't have it like for 2 days in a row.
عم تلاقي معه بدي روح شوف إذا في غاز.
موجود الغاز والخبز والماء.
كله إجا اليوم؟
لا كله كميات قليلة.
إيه.
من جمعة ما كان في ولا أنيني. والمتموزيل بدك كعك كمان عندنا كعك العباس شيء طيب. فازل واحد.
13 شرقي. إيه.
كمان.
أوكي. يلا. باي.
Clowning doesn't solve the problems. We need to work bigger to solve problems. But what we do with clowning is bringing people together to challenge this reality that we live in. And all together, we can change systems.